Now, this camp I mentioned, this BioSteel thing, it's gotten pretty big. And I guess, you know, it gets your it gets all the friendships out of the way before the season when you just can't be friends with any. You can't be friends with anybody not wearing red and black, right?
Yeah, absolutely. It's you know what? It's been a great camp. It's the first few days we've done something different every day. But you're right. You get to meet some of the guys that you wouldn't otherwise. And before the season starts, you know, because when the season starts, it's a little bit different. But today will be an intense day. It's a little bit of a tournament.
And yeah.
Guys are pretty into it from what I hear. I wasn't here last year, so I'm excited heading over there now.
Mark Giordano joining us. You played with, I remember seeing, doing games in the OHL, and you played with Bobby Ryan when he was a rookie. Did you start to notice, you had other NHL players on your team, guys who were going to make it. Like I said, you're a great story. What was the attention like for Ryan? We don't think about what it's like being a 16-year-old coming from a small town, but when you guys would roll into some of the bigger OHL markets, he got a lot of attention, didn't he?
Yeah, he really did. And, you know, just for us to get him was a huge deal for our organization at the time. And then, you know, playing for us, I think he had 20-something goals before Christmas that year as a 16-year-old, which was pretty incredible. And you can just see the skill and the talent he had. And, yeah, he was a great player. I think he's learned a lot since then about, you know, getting into shape and what it takes to be a pro. And you see it every year. He's consistently, you know, scoring around 30 goals every season. So he's had a great career so far, and I think he's just going to keep getting better as he gets older, for sure.
Mark, you named captain of that Calgary Flames team this off season. Is there extra pressure on you to be a leader when you're named captain, or is it just kind of a formality where everybody in that locker room knows who the leader is, and it's just, you know, for the rest of us, we understand who the actual captain is in that room?
Well, I mean, you know, there is a little bit more pressure. I think you put it on yourself a little bit, but I try not to. I try to just, you know, be the same player I was before. I really had a great captain before me in Iggy, and he just treated everyone with so much respect and treated everyone so well, be it trainers or players or whatever. So I took a lot from him. And then the other thing that he did was he led by example. I think the best leaders, they show their stuff on the ice. And for a young guy, I remember coming into the league, it's easy to look up to guys when they're producing and doing the right things on the ice. So that's what I'm trying to do as captain now.
Mark Giordano, kind enough to join us. By the way, the Canucks will open at the Flames at the Saddle Dome. That's part of SportsSense coverage opening night on October the 8th, right after Leafs Canadians. We'll have Canucks Flames. So we certainly should mention that. Yeah, you mentioned your team. There's guys that are just going to, you're going to see this development from younger players too, like a Sean Monahan. A lot of people won't pick you guys to make the playoffs, but every year there's two or three teams that make it that other teams won't. Does everything have to break your way in the West for you guys to make the playoffs building this team?
Yeah, well, I think you said it. Our young guys, you know, not to put any pressure on them, but our young guys really have to cash in if we want to have any chance, because they're going to get a good opportunity this year. You know, I think you look at our conference, there isn't much room. There's some powerhouse teams. And the thing we took from last year was we were a good team. We played in a lot of one-goal games. And the thing, we think we took a step forward. But if we can somehow find a way to cash in on some of those points that we didn't get last year, we lost a lot of those games, we feel like we could give ourselves a chance. I mean, obviously, we're in a bit of a rebuild with our organization, but we took a big step last year. I think our coaching staff does a great job in the way we play our style. It's hard to play against. And, you know, like you said, you never know. I mean, good goaltending, a few young guys come in and step in and really contribute, and you know, we can make some noise for sure.
Mark, where are you at, and where are players at generally at this time of year as far as getting back into playing shape? We're still about 50 days until the regular season starts, but I imagine like 40 years ago, guys would still be carrying a couple extra pounds. I imagine this day and age, it's kind of hard to go through an off season and really lax on the working out. Where are you right now as far as getting back to playing shape?
Well, right now, I think most players are at the same point as me, where you get those butterflies. You know, camp's around the corner. A little anxiety. You want to watch what you eat and train, skate and train every day as much as you can. But you know what? It's really changed. even from when I started. It's actually, you try not to fall out of shape now when in the off season at all, really. It's all about maintenance, and then towards the end of the summer, which is this time, you really try and peak for camp. So that's where we're at. We're, you know, like this week, four days on the ice, off ice workouts, and that'll continue pretty much right into main camp for sure.
And that's the problem with Twitter and stuff, isn't it? Is you go to a beach somewhere and you think, well, I won't be recognized 30 years ago. And now, like if there's a couple empty bags of Doritos nearby and there's a spare tire, or someone's going to take a picture of you, and then you're finished, right?
Yeah, I think it's happened to a few guys around the league. But, yeah, you don't want to be walking anywhere with love handles or anything like that, because you better have a loose T-shirt on, because, yeah, people put that right online. But it's definitely changed. I don't think too many guys fall out of shape. I mean, you might take a few weeks off after the season, but then you don't get back into high-intense training right away, but you're doing something to stay active and stay in shape. And, you know, the young guys now, they come up and they're in unbelievable shape, and the speed is unbelievable now. It's just getting faster every year. So for guys like myself who are getting a bit older, you really try and change your workouts and try something fresh every year just to, you know, stay up to par for sure.
So tell us about two of your teammates. One guy you played with last year, another guy you've played against, but I want to get your thoughts quickly on two of them. Joel Colburn is 23 years old, and I think a lot of people hated that the Leafs couldn't find a spot for him last year, but he broke out with 28 points. He's going to keep improving. And you guys also had Mason Raymond, who was a really late add here, who you would have played against a lot in Canucks Flames games, and a guy can put the puck in the net. Both guys are going to be key parts to your offense.
Yeah, absolutely. I think with Colby, like you said, with the Leafs, he sort of got lost in the shuffle. There wasn't really a spot for him in Toronto, and we were happy to get him.
Yeah.
And you can just see his confidence just grew as the year went on. He started playing a bigger role in our team. And as his confidence grew, he's a pretty special player. And I think with that size and his skill set, I mean, he can be something pretty special. So we're excited the way he finished the year off for sure. And another thing that, you know, is a huge part of his game, I think, and it'll help our team big time going forward, is his shootout. He was great in the shootout for us, and he helped us win a lot of games through the shootout. So great to have him. And then Mace, I've known Mace for a few years now, and was sort of hoping that we were going to sign him before he came to Toronto last year. And I just remember playing against him in Vancouver, and it seemed like he scored every time against us, and just the speed. It's, when a guy has that much speed, it's so hard to contain and so hard to play defense against. So another guy that is really going to help our team for sure.